Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Eddie Izzard.
So, yes, the world was made 4,500 million years ago, as you may know. Human beings, we turned up 5 million years ago. We're supposed to look like God. So he made it 4,500 million years ago and then waited a fucking forever before we turn up. Why? I mean, if you are God, he must have made it and then gone, and his kids are going, Dad, Dad, fucking do something. All right, Beezus. I think God had many children, and Jesus was the seventh son of God. Asus, Beezus, Caesus, Deezus, Ezus, Ephesus, Jesus. It seems a logical progression. He's alphabetical. He's just working his way, even though I don't believe in him. This is quite funny. It's really weird. 5 million years ago, we turn up, and then the Stone Age kicks in about 2 million years ago. Before the Stone Age, how did they do hunting? We were hunter-gatherers, but there's no stones. And they were just going, look, bison, bison, come on. Look, bison. Help me, fucking bison. It's a buffalo, I think it's a buffalo. It's bison, it's buffalo, same thing. Okay, now. Well, that worked. And the others come running up. Sorry we're late, traffic was... There were no excuses for being late in the Stone Age, were there? Traffic was... I had to write a report. I was backing out of the cave. Sorry, I'm late. What the fuck happened? I hit a bison with this, and he fell over, he's dead. That's fucking brilliant. This could be the beginning of an age, Jeff. That's what I thought. The big things falling over when hit by things age. Yes. Oh, what is the Stone Age? Stone Age, yes. And so it began, the Stone Age. And you think of the Stone Age now. You think the Stone Age, it's the oldest kind of crampiest kind of Stone Age. But it's in fact, at that time, it was the most advanced that any creature on this planet had ever been. The Stone Age. It was the most amazing time. We were hunter-gatherers. I would have been a hunter. I don't know about you, gatherers. I thought hunters used to hunt and then gather the stuff and bring it home. I thought that's what it was. Apparently not. Gatherers gather the berries. And I wouldn't have done that because it just seems boring. And I know, you know, boring in those days. Life was just fear and starvation. Everyone looked brilliant. That was the upside of the Stone Age. We looked fantastic. Let's go hunting. Jemima, Steve, Kenny, Rogers, come on. Let's go hunt. Just wear underpants. We look fantastic. You look brilliant. Actually, hold me over a pond. Hold me over a pond. I want to see what it looked like. There's no mirrors. Hold me over a pond. How do you look, sir? A little bit hangy-downy, but pretty good. So, yes. So, the hunter-gatherers. We were the hunter-gatherers. And then we became farmers. That's the step up in civilization. It's a step up in civilization and a massive step down in sexiness. Farming is not sexy. And that's why farmers keep animals. They keep animals, noisy animals, not the quiet ones. You can farm quiet animals. Llamas make no noise. Snails, very little noise. Giraffes make no noise. If a giraffe sees a tiger, it makes no noise. It has no noise to make. We've seen it on the screen. And if a giraffe sees a tiger, it would experience two emotions. One, fear, and surprise. Fear, because it is a tiger. And surprise, because it is a tiger. And there are no tigers in Africa. It would normally be a lion, but this bit of material doesn't work with lions, so fuck off. So they see a tiger, and they turn to other giraffes, and nothing. There's nothing. No fucking horn. Apparently they can cough. I looked in Wikipedia. They cough. So they must just be going. Other giraffes just going. And then they run, and you've seen this? They fuck fucking run. They shifted those giraffes. I want to finish up by talking about Noah, because Noah was in the Bible. Noah was real. I think Noah was real. I think Moses was real. I think Jesus was a real guy. His real name is Joshua, so why he's called Jesus, I don't know. But Noah was there. He built an ark. He built a boat. And he built a boat. He put his family on the boat. Well, that's good and logical. And then he put his barnyard animals on the boat. Did he put two of every animal in the world on the boat? No. How can I be so sure? Try it. Just fucking try it. It would be in-fucking possible. He'd be there going, all right, Margaret, here we go. Two by two. Two tigers, two mice, two squirrels, two rats, two dogs, two leopards, two horses, two iguanas. What we got so far up there? So far, just two tigers. One leopard made it as well. Oh, for fuck's sake, this is ridiculous. How's this supposed to work? The tigers would eat everything. The big cats would munch them up like crazy. At the end of that, they'd be there, and they'd be coming off the ark, and the people from the Bible would be there. We're here from the Bible, and the ark is making landfall, and here they come, two elephants there, and two tigers, two leopards, and a squirrel, a hedgehog, and a rat. Where is everyone here? Just talk to the squirrel. Mr. Squirrel, how's it going? It was a nightmare, man. Fucking nightmare on there. Fucking stripy bastards. They ate everyone, man. That's very good. And so did God's plan work? It's a fucking nightmare, man. You write that down in the Bible. Fucking nightmare. Mr. Squirrel says so. Fucking not going back on there. They killed everyone, man. It's murder, man. It's fucking murder. Fucking amnesty. She got all those fuckers. Where's your wife? She got away, man. She got away in a boat with an owl and a pussycat. That is all from me tonight. Thank you very much for being here.